This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is wealth something good? Is wealth something bad? Well, in reality, wealth is neither. It is just a means to a goal. And our goal with our wealth is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get to Jannah. And that is why we say wealth is like a magnifying glass. If your heart is pure, it will magnify the purity of your heart. But if your heart is corrupt, it will magnify the corruption of your heart. Now, what do purity and corruption look like? The pure heart cares about where it earns from and cares about where it spends from and cares that it is not excessive and cares that it does its due diligence in fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of humanity. The heart that is corrupt does not care at all and will earn by any means necessary. I don't know if you guys remember, but there was this famous saying that 50 Cent had a couple of years ago, get rich or die trying, right? And that is the mentality of the corrupt heart, that you will get rich by any means necessary, but that is not the way of the believer. Now, what we learn from the rich companions, particularly like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Uthman ibn Affan, Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and other than them, was that they got money from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they got wealth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they wouldn't let it reach their heart. It always stayed in their hand. So there was always this barrier between the love of this dunya and what they had and the state of their heart. And they always kept it an arm's length away. And that's what we want to focus on, that if you get too close to the dunya, a time comes where your heart will not be willing to sacrifice it because you've exposed it to too much. And what you want to focus on is making sure that you don't expose it to too much. That it's okay if you have wealth, it's okay if you have money, it's okay if you have nice things, but you have to love the giver more than you love the gift. You have to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. Meaning that if a time comes where you need to give something up for the sake of Allah, you're able and willing to do so.